wanted to thank Tawny Wouters and Mary Shields from Homes for Heroes for helping us out with the podcasts. And they help firefighters, teachers, active military, veterans, police officers. They help folks that serve their community by giving back some of their commissions when they buy or sell a home, and that ends up in as a check in the hands of the people that worked with them. It's a free benefit to those folks, and they do pretty well with other real estate, too, if you're looking for somebody honest with mortgage and real estate. Thanks, ladies. I'm Ryan Mallory.
And I'm Jared Bannery.
Hey, we wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about something that's been going around since 2007, actually, this story started, but the most recent was an article in Backpacker Magazine online, and it's about a guy named James Parrillo, spelled P-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Don't know if I have the pronunciation right, but I think so. And it has a lot to do with hiking trails, a lot around the Pacific Crest Trail, and this guy, although there isn't any warrants for him, there are a whole bunch of stories from hikers, men and women, but mostly women, and one that they are pretty sure that he kidnapped for quite some time, weeks on the Pacific Crest Trail, raped her repeatedly, moved around locations, and this guy, when you look him up online, he is all over trails. He shows up to cancer hikes at trails in 2019, stories about him all over the place. And now that's making around again. And when I say again, that's because we did some research. And you looked at it too.
Yeah.
And we find in the comments, you know, comments that are 2 years old in some Facebook posts about him, comments that are 1 year old. And then now it's resurfacing in the last few days. And even around here, there's been some people that thought they saw somebody that looked like him. And he's not the most common looking guy. He's a really big dude. Not bad looking. Bald as heck. We're putting pictures up of him, of course.
Nothing wrong with being bald.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being bald. But, you know, there is a serious nature here, and we don't want to cause a bunch of fear or anything like that because we don't have any confirmation that he's in this area. But I think people that are hiking on the trail should be aware of James and people like James because there are people out there off the beaten path, whether you're hiking or hunting or fishing or doing things out there, that think they're far enough away from society to do harm or do whatever they want to and with people.
Yeah, when you learn or you hear a story where there's a monster on the loose,
yeah,
it brings panic to our already heightened sense of we have a problem in society.
Yeah,
and you know we have we've dealt with several situations on the scanner page where our women members voiced their concerns about being a woman in society today.
Yeah,
and you know, I like to use the old adage, you could be two kinds of women to survive. You could be scared or you could be pissed off.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much telling everyone, be upset.
Be
pissed off. Be a fighter.
Yep. You know,
I'm not going to not live my life and I'm not going to be happy and you're not going to control this.
Don't let anybody make you a victim in real life or in your mind.
That's right. Because it's almost a form of terrorism.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm down in California, but I got all those women up in Southern California, Southern Oregon, all freaked out.
And with this story, a lot of the stuff that this guy did or is claimed to have done happened in California on the Pacific Trail. But we're seeing comments about people seeing him in Montana, the Appalachian Trail at the other side of the United States, Florida, Everglades, and different things like that. So when a story is kind of this sketchy and notorious and big, the thing sprouts legs, so it doesn't necessarily mean he is here. But, you know, things like trail safety and your own personal safety, when you hear a story about this, that should make you refocus.
Well, I had a brief conversation with a member who advised that last year she saw him.
Okay.
And she actually had a conversation with him. And at that point, at the trailhead up by the lake, up off Ashland by Pilot Rock,
that
connects right there, he got a ride into the valley.
And that's a common pickup for trail hikers, the long hikers. They usually end up at Pilot Rock, and they come down into Ashland, Medford area to get supplies, have some prepared food and those kind of things, and then have somebody drop them off at the next location, and sometimes they skip the valley and pick up the other end, and they could be on their way from Canada to Mexico on that trail, and it's a pilgrimage for hikers sometime. I did a lot of with Boy Scouts, a lot of hiking on the Pacific Crest Trail. We'd, you know, do our 25 or 30 mile thing over a weekend or a few days, carry everything in our pack. Usually with Boy Scouts, we'd come down to one of those points and there was a truck meeting us with lots of good food that we couldn't carry.
the good stuff.
They pampered the kids a little bit better than that. But this is a place for hiking. There's all kinds of beautiful trails here. And, you know, that's an opportunity for bad people. So, you know, always telling somebody where you're going, always leaving your car or vehicle in a conspicuous place. Don't go do it alone. At minimum, bring dogs with you, something like that.
Yeah.
You're prey if you're completely alone just out hiking in the woods and on a trail. And we don't want any of our members to fall prey to anything like this guy. This guy's a turd.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been covering a lot of stories of missing people.
Yeah.
We know that, you know, Josephine County has had a massive situation over the past couple of years where women have disappeared. And,
guys too.
Yeah. And most recently, Fauna Fry.
Yeah.
And, you know.
She was out hiking.
Yeah, she was hiking. And so could this guy have been in the air? We don't know. We're not saying it is. We're not saying it isn't. But what we're saying is there's more than just one monster walking around out there. I mean, you really have to be careful.
And with us having pictures and stories and things like that we're going to link to this video, if you think you see this guy, we'd love a picture.
Yep.
We do a lot of picture comparisons with criminals and things like that, and we do a pretty good job of narrowing it down, adjusting lighting and things like that so we can match up faces and tattoos and different characteristics of people that are unusual. You know, people have different shaped ears. People have different beard patterns. They have different brows. There's lots of things to match up. And usually when you find a half dozen to a dozen of those, you're pretty close to the right guy. So if people think they see this guy, we do want to know about it because this isn't a good fella. And there's nothing you can really do about it. You can't call him in. He doesn't have any warrants that we could find anywhere.
Police have no cause for him right now.
Yeah, they don't have any cause to pick him up. But it's a safety cause for our community if he's here.
Yep. And watch each other's backs.
James, if you're out there, get the hell out of town.
Yeah. You're not welcome.
Yeah. Have a good night, folks.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for tuning in to the Scanner Group Crowdsourced Crime and Safety Podcast with Ryan Mallory and Jared Bannery from Thief Hunter Labs. Make sure to subscribe today for notifications about the next show. Visit us at www.thiefhunterlabs.com or on Facebook as Thief Hunter Labs in the search bar.